good to be in the house of the Lord. Yes, one more time. For those who have the Bible, turn to John 9:39b and John 10:14. You should always bring the word with you. Should always bring the word with you. John 9:39b and John 10:14. For judgment I am come into this world that they which see not might see, and they that which see might be made blind. And we know John 10:14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. We're going to pay attention to the John 39 point B. And we're going to ask the question, why? Why did Jesus say, I'm the good shepherd? Please be seated. Why did Jesus say, I am the good shepherd? First of all, I'm going to ask the Lord to come and preach to his people. Though I prepare myself and I want the Holy Ghost get deep down inside me so I can preach to his people. Let his people know what thus said the Lord. Amen. Father God, I come this morning, Lord, let me decrease in the flesh and increase in the spirit to preach what thus said the Lord. Lord, I prepared all week, but Lord, I can't preach to your people without asking you, give me the horn of salvation for a little while. Let me blow this horn that somebody might come say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, let the words that come out of my mouth might be studied, but open up their spiritual ear to hear what you have gave them. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank the congregation and the deacons for allowing me to preach one more time. And we're going to use the subject why. John 9, we know that Jesus healed a blind man on the Sabbath day. That's where all the hell come from the church. Jesus worked on the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath day, no man or woman, nothing supposed to work. But Jesus here, instead of they be happy that he healed a blind man, the church got upset. So the church at that time was spiritual blind. Matthew 13, we're going to go in a few minutes to deal with that spiritual blind. Church at that time were the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribes that sit in front of the temple. This was the wealth of the temple then. The church raised so much hell about Jesus healing the blind boy, Jesus had no choice to appeal to the nation of Israel. So Jesus used the common language, a shepherd and sheep. Now, what does spiritual blind mean? We're going to go to Matthew 13. I don't like to preach nothing else, but thus said the word. You see. (Clears throat) Matthew 13, 14, and in them fulfilled the prophecy of Elijah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and see you shall see, and shall not perceive. For the people's heart is waxed gross, and their eyes are full, and their eyes are dull of hearing. And now their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes has been closed. Lest at any time they should see their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, shall be converted, and I shall heal them. Spiritual blind means, from Matthew's, you don't want to hear, tell the truth, what the Lord is saying. You don't want no understanding. That's why people come to church now with the computers, be looking down all the time. What the Lord said doesn't matter to them. And it matters to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because they went by the law. The law said, you can't do nothing on Sunday. But Jesus saw the blind man. Instead of the church being happy, they were so sad. They was caught up in the law, caught up in their education, you see. Caught up. Yeah. What a common man say, it doesn't matter. You see, there was a wax. You saw it. It was wax gross. Yo, they didn't cut their spiritual ear on because they didn't want to hear what he was preaching about. We do it in the fall of the year. We worry about the football games, don't we? I'll be glad when he sit himself down. He ain't saying nothing. Well, we'll see when you stand before him. You're going to have to stand before the Lord. So we see what spiritual blind means. That was point number one. Point number two, Jesus said, I'm the door of the sheep. I'm the door. What the door mean? You got to go to Revelation 3:20. As you go to Revelation 3:20, it'll tell you. He said he's knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door. He's knocking. The mother hollered out, answer the door. The little girl come back and said, Mama, it's Jesus. She said, Jesus, tell Jesus the house not clean. That's the body. You haven't cleaned your house. But Jesus overheard the mother, and Jesus said, I got a vacuum cleaner. Yes, I got a vacuum cleaner. And the little girl went back. And the mother said, tell them we not ready yet. And Jesus walked off the porch. The story goes later on, the mother died. And she stood before Jesus. And Jesus said, your house is dirty. She said, I know that, Jesus. Jesus said, didn't I come by? She said, yes. Didn't I tell you I got a vacuum cleaner? She said, yes. He said, now, your time. Once the Bible said in Hebrew 9, there's judgment coming on after death. And Jesus said, depart from me. Woo, that mother got to crying. She got to crying. But depart from me. He's knocking at your door. Will you answer? Will you answer this morning? He's knocking. Hear him knock? Yes, sir. We hear. Yes, sir. But we like the church and don't hear. We hear what we want to hear. He's knocking. And that John said, when he started off, Jesus said, I'm going to tell you the difference between a shepherd and the thief and robber. The shepherd is a man who laid down his life for the sheep. Thief come to kill and destroy. But I heard a man last month said to the church, I don't have my paperwork, but I have neology. Oh, I said, what is neology? It's not in the Bible. I went there and I asked the Holy Ghost, what is it, Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost said in Jeremiah 3:15, those who have the Bible, turn to Jeremiah 3:15. If you got your eyes open, just jot it down. I want you to look at it. Look at Jeremiah 3:15. He said, I will feed you pastors according to my heart, which feed you with knowledge and understanding. What did that mean, Reverend? That means that he will, the Lord will, feed the pastors. Ah! You telling me? What is that telling me? Me and Brenda going to counselor. I don't want a man at the last minute looking in there, finding out how to counsel Reverend Easton and his wife who having problems, looking it up. But I want a man who got down on bending knees and say, this is what the Lord said. Yes, what I want. I don't want your paperwork. I want to hear what the Lord said. Yes, that's what I want to hear. Yeah. I know you crazy about the paperwork. Don't get fooled now. Yeah! A thief is out there. If I had a choice, I'd get that man on bending knees. Bending knees! Ow! And get up and talk to me. I don't want to hear about nothing else. If you say no more, hold your wife's hand and let's pray. The house is going to be quiet from now on. This is what the Lord say. Don't be looking in no book for my case. I want a man who's born again. Yeah. I know you're not witness. You might not like that. Woo! know, but Matthew's telling me you need to circumcise your heart. Circumcise your heart this morning. And listen to the Holy Ghost. It's what the Holy Ghost. It's all about the Holy Ghost. It's not about you looking good in suit. I got my Spencer's pocketbook. I'm this and I'm that. It's all about the gift he gave me. How can I use it in the community of the saints? That's what it's all about. Yes. Yes. That's what it's all about. That's all about. That born again man. The man who knows how to get down on the knees. Yeah. That's what it's all about. The one who climbed the fence of the sheep pen is a thief and robber. But the one who entered the gate is a shepherd. You see, as a shepherd here, it said the sheep know his voice. God is talking. You can't hear this morning. I know why. You don't know his voice. Yeah! Do you know his voice? I know his voice. Many days. Yeah, I know his voice. Abraham knows his voice. Asked for a child 25 years later. He said, Abraham, take a child on the mountain. Sacrifice unto me. You know he dropped his head, but he did what the Lord said. And when he did it, that's why you and I are blessed. Because the father of faith heard his voice. A thief and Satan and his followers had no concern for the well-being of a sheep. I'm a sheep. I am a sheep. I don't have no thief come in with the right paperwork. And lead me. Blind can't lead a blind. Somebody got to open their eyes. Open your eyes this morning. Somebody. Yeah. Open your eyes this morning. And listen to the Lord. But if you know more than the Lord, woo! If you know more than the Lord, don't listen. Those who are true sheep of Christ follow him. They do not become sheep by following his example, but by being what? Born again. You see, that man is on the knees. He's a born-again man. Oh, I used to see them grandmothers didn't have enough food. Pray when they got in the kitchen. Little bit this, little bit that. Your parents and our parents, they didn't have no Kroger's, did they? Woo! No, but they put things together because what? They have that relationship. You got to have that relationship. You got to be born again. This month was all about being born again. Yeah. Amen, lights. I don't hear no amen. Do you know about being born again? I can't tell. I can't tell. Somebody who's on the Lord's side. ain't gonna ask, stand up. I ain't gonna embarrass me and the Lord. But I know somebody out there, let there be one person on the Lord's side. Yeah! All right, somebody on the Lord's side. I don't see no officer. Woo! Shut up, Reverend. Mike can't preach again. The gates for the church. Truly, Jesus said, I am the gate for the church. To enter the safety of the pen, to go out and find pasture the sheep, had to go through the gate. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. We must go through him to be saved. You can't be like the woman. My house is not clean. Woo! He said, I got the vacuum cleaner. She said, my house is not clean. Yeah. She looking at the house. But you need to look at your body. Because you can't earn your way in my heaven. Yes, sir. You can't earn your way in my heaven. You got to have that faith. Say, Lord, I believe. By faith, I am saved. You can't live good enough. Somebody out there think they can. Keep on thinking. But when you close your eyes, be like that king in Luke, the beggar. The beggar opened his eyes. King opened his eyes. And the king said, let the beggar put his thumb in the water and I lick his thumb. And the keeper said, no. He said, can I go back? I got five brothers. He said, no. Why did he do that? Why? He said, see, they were spiritual blind. You need to wake up, church. Oh, you need to wake up. Because if you don't wake up now, it's time. Yes, sir. Now they, schools and the West is teaching their children about the third person, a man and a woman, she male or he male. You need to wake up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know I'm not lying. Look at channel 7 and 2s. Male, female, she male, and a he male. I don't think God made no she-male and he-male. Because see, that's that man is said, I know more about my situation than you, Lord. Lord said, I created you. Man said, well. Man said, well, you created me, but I was born one way, and I can have an operation and become another way. You need to wake up. You got to open your eyes, people, this morning. You see, technology is good. But don't get too carried away with it. So you got to bring some of that old stuff, male and female. That's what God honor. He don't honor other things. You might like other things. That's your business. I like what the Lord likes. I like what it's saying in Genesis. He can bless it. He said in Proverbs, the man find a wife, he find a good thing. Ooh, ain't no male saying nothing. But you got some she-males? Woo-hoo! It's some she-males! Would you marry a she-male? I'm going to say yes. My wife has brought me through a long way. Fourth point, the last point, and I'll be sit down. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. Why? Because I lay down my life for the sheep. John 10, 17, and 18. Jesus said, nobody take it from me. Jesus was under no obligation to sacrifice himself for the sinner. That's why it's called grace. It's the free gift of God that saved you. It's not your holy living. You ordain the good works. But what gets you into heaven? Don't get to the gate. Peter at the gate. When the books are open, Peter said, what's your name? You give your name. He said, nah, you got to go downstairs. You got to go downstairs. Woo, church. You got to go downstairs. I want to go upstairs. I want to go. I don't want to go downstairs. I've been downstairs a little bit too long. Yeah. Oh, my younger days. I want my older days to be better. Better than my younger days. Yes, sir. I want it. I don't know what you want. But I can feel. Woo! Something wrong this morning. See, then it says something about a harlot. That's that thief. He passed her for the money. He's in it for the money. He ain't got no concern for you. He look at this as an occupation. This is no occupation. Woo! I know 90 years you might have had some harlots. I can tell you can just to them. But coming straight out of the word. Don't let that harlot fool you. Yes. Don't let him fool you this morning. Jesus said, I know my sheep am known by my own. Just as the Father know me, and I know my Father. The good shepherd died for the sheep. The good shepherd lived for the sheep. The good shepherd come for the sheep. That's found in 1 Peter 5:4. Jesus looked at the sheep as a friend. John 15:30. No one has greater love than lay down his life for his friend. What happened to those who do want to be a sheep? He gave them eternal life so they would never perish. Church, I'm a sheep. Church, do you hear? I'm a sheep. Yes, sir. I'm dumb. I'm dirty because I've been in sin, and I'm dangerous to myself. I'm a sheep. I got the three D's. I'm dumb and I'm dirty. But the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord, did you hear me? I'm a sheep. I'm dirty. Because I've been in sin. I'm dumb. I don't know how to come out of it. And I'm dangerous. But one day, the Lord touched me. He said, I am your shepherd. And I've been following him ever since then. This is what the shepherd did for me. He makes me lay down in green pastures. In other words, he provides for a dumb sheep like me. He provides for a dumb sheep like me. Yeah. You all must be some goats with the proud look. You know what's going to happen to the goats, don't you? He said, I'm going to separate the goats from the sheep. And I'm glad you're going to be on the left and I'm going to be on the right. And I hear my Father. I'm going to walk with my Father. He said, he made green pastures for me. He provides for me when I can't provide for myself. He leading me beside the still water. What to mean? There's peace in a dumb sheep life. Because a dumb sheep got peace. Why? Because he believe everything the shepherd tells him. Because the shepherd, I'm here because the shepherd smiled on me. Woo, he smiled on not only me, he smiled on you too. You didn't get up this morning, not the alarm clock. He touched you with the finger of love. It's time. It's time to rise. It's time to rise. Go to the house of the Lord and praise me. Praising me. He restored my soul. I got peace with God. I got peace with God. He restores my soul. Why? Because I have a relationship with the Lord. Anything that bothers me, I know how to go down on neology. Said I stretch my hand to thee. No other help. I know. When I get that far, I feel something rise. I'm rise. Woo! He lifted me up and said, follow me. Follow me. That's why I've been following him for the last 30 years. I've been following him for 30 years. First 40 years, I followed somebody else. He lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, death come close, but death got to get the permission to hurt me. Oh, Satan can't hurt me. Why? Because I follow the shepherd. I will fear no evil. There's evil around me. But long as I have this book in front of me, goodness and mercy, the sheepdogs on this side, a sheepdog on that side, I walk with the shepherd. He stopped, I stop. I don't ask what's wrong. I walk with the shepherd. Death all around me. I have no fear. I'm a dumb sheep. I follow my shepherd. My shepherd walk wherever he walks. And sometimes he walk in the dark. He take the shortcut through the alleys. Yes. And he know where the bad guys hang out. Yes, but he sealed me with the Psalms 91 on my forehead, and I walk with the sheep. Yeah. He sealed me with that bag of protection. I have no fear this morning. Come on, I'm a dumb sheep, but I have no fear. Yeah. I love my shepherd. I follow my shepherd. My shepherd's good to me. My shepherd loved me. I stay in connection with my shepherd. Every night, we hold hands. We go down on bending knees. We have communicate with the shepherd. Yeah. See, he said in the book of James, you have not because you ask not. Quit depending on your good works. Woo! Yeah! Quit depending on your good works. It's something about the habit of connection with the Lord. But as long as I'm following the shepherd, woo! People ask, brother, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good. I hear you breathing hard. That don't mean nothing. Yeah! That don't mean nothing. Why? Because my shepherd gave me his pills. Yeah! My shepherd gave me his pills. He said, Esau, do you love me? Yeah! Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Every time I get up, I'm going to feed the sheep. I might not get a good response, but that's okay. But I know what he said. Yeah! Yeah! I know what he said. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Woo! You got to remember, you are sheep. Doors of church is open. We have...